In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Make sure you are praying. Insist. Insist. Lord, my story must change. You must address this issue of concern. That anointing must come upon my life today. I must encounter fire for real. That yoke of bondage must fall away from my destiny. That captivity over my family must die tonight. That devil oppressing my family must return to hell today. Pray. Something about insisting in the spirit. You will never get anything in the spirit if you treat it with laxity. Are you getting my point now? The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffers violence. He said, the violent. It takes a level of aggression. When I want things in the spirit, I press for them with every sense of seriousness and focus. The problem is that some of us want certain things, but we're embarrassed to be desperate about it. Forget about it. If you really want something in the spirit, you must cry out. You must mean it. One more time, say, Father, tonight is my night. Lift your voice and pray. Lord, I appreciate other testimonies, but you must open the gate of my destiny tonight. Make sure you are praying. You are amazing, the
Lord.
You are amazing,
the Lord.
You are amazing,
the Lord.
You are amazing,
the Lord.
Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah. 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 When Kaduna this morning, please listen. And I had a very serious vision. And I want to share it with us. I tell you the truth, an unusual anointing has come upon this house. Not just today. It's a new season that has opened. Those who have the eyes to see and the ears to hear can tap into it. In this vision, we were traveling out of the country, just like we travel with other people. Please listen. And our passports did not have visas on them yet. And so we're entering what was looking like both an airport and an immigration office. This was in the vision. And as soon as we entered, I was even concerned for other called me and then stamped the visa, nothing. When she stamped the visa, then she stamped the visa for the other people too. And you know, was encouraging us. And the woman looked at me and was smiling. And she said, anytime go out, just call me. And I will stamp their visas. Listen. She said, do you have any other people who want to go out? I told her, that's in the vision. I said, I do the ministry. And I know that there are many people who want to come out. And she said, when they come, I can't remember her name, but she said, they should just come straight to her. Listen, a passport is the only authorization to move to another boundary. If this was not just about traveling out at all, it's a mystery. I knew that this was consistent with what God. A passport is a token in the spirit. It's a sign. It's a symbol of your borders being expanded. Because without a passport, you are not authorized to move to another territory. Jabez prayed and said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast. Something will fall upon your life tonight. Listen. Something will fall upon your life tonight and it will give you unusual access to strange dimensions, strange territories, strange levels of influence, even physical territories. Some of you, your ministries will stretch from one border, one dimension, businesses and all kinds of endeavors. There are families that are here. There are territories God is sending you to. All of a sudden, the money to build a house in another territory comes by the Spirit of God. There is a passport. You come with the passport and he stamps the visa. There is no man who is denied access to go to another country when there is a visa. And I saw it. When I got out of the vision, I was amazed. I kept thinking about that thing. I couldn't sleep again till morning. I had to take out time and pray it into my own life and say, that's right. You are amazing, Lord. You are amazing. You are amazing. You are amazing. Nobody lives like you. Nobody blesses like you. Nobody heals like you. You are amazing. Oh, 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 have a brief teaching for us tonight, but before I teach, I want us to pray this vision that I saw. Listen, not just for Koinonia, I like you to lift your voice and blast in the spirit and say, that authorization, no boundary will stop me. It's not a vision for me, it's a vision for all of us. Lift your voice and pray. No limitation. Access. Shaka patata, leketeketeleko, access to unusual graces, access to unusual dimension, access to unusual power, access to unusual lifting, access to unusual mysteries, access to unusual illumination, access to unusual prosperity, access to unusual grace, access to unusual influence. Are you praying tonight? Atela para teke pa. Shaka baria de ba da da ba da 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 ba da ba da da. Access to unusual honor. Access to borders of influence, territories. Hallelujah. Please be seated if you can. You are amazing. See, I'm going to teach us briefly now. But as I teach, there will be all kinds of impartations going on. Listen. Listen. Tonight is a night of strong deliverance and impartation. As you sit under this anointing, no matter how far you are, inside and outside, many things will begin to happen to you. Because there is a shift that must happen to you. There is a change, a translation that must happen to you. Abalata baratoshika. Saparata katabalada bate katori andas kabalata. Tonight's encounter is a fire encounter. Many of you will burn physically from beginning to the end of this service. That's the language of deliverance. Fire. It will happen to many of you as I teach. Literal physical fire. That's the language tonight. Burning every chaff. Is fire that makes ice to become water. Is fire that makes water to become vapor. It takes fire for you to live where you are. Please be seated if you can. Mighty things are already happening. James chapter 2.
You are amazing. You are amazing. You are amazing. Nobody heals like you. Nobody lives like you. You are amazing.
James chapter 2. Especially welcome all our guests who have come from different places. You will never go back the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. God did not bring you here to waste your time. By the grace of God, we're a very serious ministry. You will never come here and find your time wasted. If you want to joke and jump around and waste time, this is not the place. There is an urgency. The fire here will never let your destiny remain the same. James chapter 2. Let's read this from verse. Just one verse, and I'll establish a few things that the Lord put in my spirit, and then we'll pray. Last week the Lord told me tonight will be a night of deliverance, great deliverance. 26. James 2 verse 26. Very interesting scripture. I want to use it to establish a few things. I've shared it here before, but I just want us to pay attention. It says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Apostle James was teaching the church something. Please listen. He was teaching the church how that faith would require corresponding action for it to work and produce results. Right? And so, he began to teach that faith is spiritual, but it's the action. The action is compared to a body and the faith is compared to a spirit. And while he began to teach us that mystery, he veered off in an attempt to use a simile to help us understand. He opened up a revelation to us and he said, just as the body without spirit in it, right? That the body without a spirit component is dead. That means if you ever see anybody living, it is because there is a spirit. Are we together now? It is the presence of a spirit in a body that makes that body living. The body, this body is only a container. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, don't be deceived because you have worn this body in a long time. That's why you don't say you are an eye. You say you have eyes. Your spirit has an eye that it uses to see. Is that not true? You don't see with your eyes. You see through your eyes. And so, the Bible is saying the spirit without a body is dead. Right? Let me use this boy. Come. Yes, let me use you. Let's clap for him. It's my namesake. It's our school of ministry, baby. Now, watch this. As handsome and visionary as this boy is, extract the spirit out of him, and in 1 minute, this body will fall down lifeless, and you will run away from it. The same body I'm hugging right now. Nobody goes to the mortuary to hug a body. You once kissed that body that was on a mortuary. Is that true? The only reason why you were attracted to it was because there was a spirit. When you saw a beautiful lady as a gentleman, you liked her. You thought you just liked the body. Let her die and let's see where the love goes to all of a sudden. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? That means anything you see in the physical, whether a human body or any aerial matter, it is useless until there is a spirit component to it. Are you getting what I'm saying? The life-giving factor to any material thing is the spirit dimension. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Watch this. If this boy sleeps in the night and all of a sudden he gets up and his hand can no longer walk, this disability is a body. There is a spirit that made it happen. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Biology may give us an intelligent explanation, medicine, but it's saying this hand refused to walk because a spirit made it so. The same way a spirit can give a body life, a spirit can kill a body. The body executes the will of the spirit that is at work or influencing it. I told you that the body is only an instrument of execution. Don't forget this. If your spirit wants to move from here to here, it makes your body to move it. So it looks like you are moving, but it is your spirit man that is moving. That's the reason why when you extract the spirit, this body can no longer move. It can't talk, it can't breathe, still has a heart, still has lungs, still has liver, but it cannot pump. Look at a chicken. You see a chicken running around, pick it up, cut the neck, in 5 minutes, the same body is lying there. You didn't remove anything. You just extracted the spirit component in that chicken, and all of a sudden it becomes lifeless. Are we together now? Watch this. For every physical manifestation, there is a spiritual initiation. For every physical manifestation, good or bad, there is a spiritual. The body cannot initiate anything. The body cannot initiate success. The body cannot initiate failure. The body only becomes an instrument of execution. Listen, if you learn this, you will be delivered tonight. That this body is only a slave to the most dominant spirit that influences it. This is the first revelation the apostle is giving us. That a body You see what you see physically right now? To you, you think this is a ministry. But in the realm of the spirit, there is a spiritual component that makes this happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you see someone healed or blessed or changed, it's beyond what your eyes is seeing. There is a spirit component that initiates that. When a man gets up and tries to build a house and all he has is cement, and that man is ready for frustration until he can bring the spirit component that will make that material project to work. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Anybody without a spirit will die. A business without a spirit must die. Are you getting what I'm saying now? A job without a spirit must die. Witches and wizards know this. Only believers do not know it. There is no man, no unbeliever, no witch, no traditionalist will go and do anything physical without due consultation to the realm of the spirit, because they understand that the physical is only an execution. This is what David knew. So when he saw Goliath roaring, he said, forget about this guy. This is a body without a spirit. Are you getting the point? Goliath was roaring and other people were crying, and he said, this is, those who know will not be scared at all that roar. And he said, Goliath, I'm going to defeat you. And Goliath said, am I a dog? At least respect me. You come to me with sling. And David was trying to tell him, Mr. Man, do you not know that the size of my body or my instrument is inconsequential for as long as there is a spirit backing? And he says, who is this uncircumcised? Circumcision is your key to attracting partnership from the realm of the spirit. We are dealt with that, right? And I told you that your circumcision in the New Testament is your tithe. When Joshua circumcised the nation of Israel, at once an angel appeared to him and he came to give him strategy. He said, I have come as a captain. In other words, he was also fighting. He was a warrior, but he was doing it spiritually. How many pastors are trying to do ministry without the spirit component? Speaking English without the spirit component. How many people want breakthrough, want revivals? No. The body without the spirit is dead. The second thing I want you to know is that the Bible shows us that more than one spirit can influence a body. That means a body can be a slave to the influences of more than one spirit. For instance, your human spirit and the Holy Spirit, although they become one at new birth, but it's only an example that this body that is a slave, a mechanism for execution of the will of the spirit, can be under multiple influences. Please listen to me. We see that again and again in the Bible. We see Peter being influenced by the Spirit of God and being influenced by a demon spirit. One moment the body is speaking, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Another moment Jesus is rebuking from Peter, get thee behind me. And he says, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you. Is that not true? The Bible tells us that when Judas ate with Jesus, Satan entered him. So it was not just Judas that got up and went out. Listen. There is no man who does anything under the sun by pure bodily initiation. It's not true. It doesn't exist. The body cannot initiate anything. It only executes. Every initiation of anything comes from the realm of the spirit. Whether your human spirit, the Holy Spirit, a demon spirit. That means the key to bondage and the key to liberty is not locked up in the physical, it's locked up in the spirit. Since the body is an inevitable slave to whatever spirit. Watch this. As I'm talking to you right now, you are seeing a body moving and talking. Is that not true? But you see, this body, don't mind this suit on it. It's just to look decent. It's just for leadership and organization. That's why we put a cloth for this body. But the real person talking is the spirit man. This body is only executing it. Are you getting me now? And so if my body submits through my human spirit to the Holy Spirit, because the human spirit is the vehicle for submission. So the Holy Spirit, in partnership with my human spirit, can find expression. If God wants to touch Ken, he now flows through my body and I speak it. God is touching Ken, and I authorize the Holy Spirit through my body. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And then he touches Ken. Now watch this. It is easy to know what spirit is influencing a man by what kind of physical activities are being executed. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You get my teaching? When you have a father who gets up and carries bottle, no, the body is only responding to a spirit. The man thinks he's angry, but there is a spirit that made him carry that bottle. When he wipes your head with that bottle and breaks it, and then he turns back and regrets, he only executed the will of his spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When somebody sees a biro that is not his own, or money that is not your own, and you hide and you steal it. No, you did not steal. You were made to steal. A spirit influenced your body. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When a lady gets up and cannot see a man and sit down in one place, following men all around, don't just say this lady is a bad girl, you are a stupid girl. No, her body is helplessly under the influence of a spirit. Flogging her is a waste of time. Because as soon as, while you are flogging her, the spirit jumps out. Have you seen armed robbers when they are about to shoot them? You see all of them stand like this, as if they were not the ones that stole. The spirits are hanging around in that firing squad, waiting for the next victim they will land on. And part of the onlookers who are looking with great pity, the spirit lands on one of them. And he goes home only to begin to execute something he does not understand. Are you getting the point now? Yes. It is a spirit that will influence you into saying yes to a man who you know is a married man with his wife. And he says, I love you, I love you. You didn't even know when you said yes. To you, you thought you were just in love. No, you are a slave to a spirit that is leading you to perdition. Are you getting me? Human beings are not free until we ascertain that the only influence over their life is the Holy Spirit. That becomes the key to walking in righteousness. That becomes the key to walking based on the Word of God. Because the Holy Spirit comes as a witness to the Word. How many parents, how many families are under yokes of bondage and will only execute? So you enter an exam hall. The same spirit that can make you of quick intelligence, now another spirit makes you blank out. You know you read. You know you did all you did. I went to minister somewhere, and I heard a very touching testimony of a gentleman, very intelligent, and they called him, you know, for an interview, a job interview. And when he went there, the panelists were happy. They looked at his CV and they said, yes, can you tell us your name? Talk to us about yourself and why you think we should give you this job. That gentleman stood there and he could not remember his name. This is somebody who went to school. No, it's not that he could not remember his name. The body, a spirit, shut the flow. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You are Yahweh. You are seated on the throne. Mi marama. Marama. Himarama, you are seated on the throne. So when you see somebody well behaved, no, he's not well behaved. His spirit has submitted to the Holy Spirit and the body is finding expression. Listen, you can never call an unbeliever well behaved. You are joking. No. The spirit to trouble him is just on retreat. Let it come. And you will watch that body helplessly under the influence. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now watch this. The same way a spirit can make a body fail, that's how the spirit can make any other physical thing fail. A spirit can come upon a building project and make it fail. Are you together? A spirit can come upon a man's CV, and that CV becomes the body that that spirit is wearing, and that CV starts executing what the spirit looks like. And anywhere you take that CV to, it cannot give you a job. It's not because the CV is not good. There is an influence that is producing that failure. A spirit can come upon the marital destiny of a lady. She may be born again, tongue talking. But a spirit can also influence dimensions of our lives. So that you will see a lady who loves God, very beautiful lady, loves God. But the moment a man looks at her and loves her, that spirit creates an impression, a bad impression. Listen, there are spirits upon ministries. Many of them may never listen and humble themselves to learn and grow. There are spirits that come upon ministries. Whoever hears about that ministry will misunderstand it. Have you seen ministries like that? Consistently being misunderstood is a spirit. Bishop Oyedepo shared with us how that this thing, I mean, this was a great man of God. The church in Kaduna was not growing. People would come, the next thing they would run away. They were carrying all kinds of stories. And then they were fasting with the brethren and the Lord told him, come out. And he came out and he looked and he saw a dark cloud over the church. A real church. A true church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. With people who are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. Are we following now? And he said, this is the dark cloud that is stopping people from coming to your church. It's making people to misunderstand what you are doing. And he commanded that dark cloud and it rolled away. And bam, leaving faith open till tomorrow. We are here tonight to challenge every force. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are four things that Jesus did in his ministry. And any man who does not do these four things is not doing ministry like Jesus. Number one, Jesus preached the gospel. To preach means to declare. To preach means to proclaim. To preach means to announce. Are we together? Number two, Jesus taught. Don't say I'm not a teacher. Any man who can understand can teach. Because teaching is the litmus test to show that you have understood a thing. Anything you have understood, you can teach it. If you cannot teach it, you have not gotten it. So Jesus taught. Number three, Jesus healed the sick. Don't forget this. Don't say I'm not called into the healing ministry. Jesus healed the sick. Number four, Jesus delivered the oppressed. He casted out devils. Please, let's be very careful so that in a bid to demonstrate spiritual maturity, we do not come to a point where we get up and start. I know that I've been criticized already again and again, so I want you to listen to me. There are all kinds of teachings flying in the body of Christ. If you know me very well, you know that I hate imbalance. But it is very important that the scope, the entire scope of the message Jesus gave the church be preached. Jesus casted out devils. And in Mark chapter 16 verse 15, he said this. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. I'm not talking of deliverance that people do all kinds of madness and all of that. But for you to ignore the fact that wrong spirits that influence people's lives need to be challenged is an error. Are you getting me now? It's what the Bible calls old wives' fables. Teachings that come and look as a consolation in the church, but keep them down and keep them poor. These spirits influence our lives and produce the outcomes that we see in our lives. When you see an ordinary man anointed, no, it's not just the body that is anointed. The body is only a channel. Are you getting me? For the anointing to find expression. The anointing is within. The anointing is spiritual. You came tonight with prayer requests. You came tonight with challenges. I want you to know there is a spirit behind that challenge. Every challenge in any man's life is a sign that there are demon spirits standing. That's not a sign that you don't have faith. It's a sign that you are in the world. The Bible says the whole world lies in wickedness. Hallelujah. Do you believe what I'm teaching you? True freedom then does not just become jumping around and shouting, I am free, when we can obviously see that there is a spirit influencing you. How many angry pastors do you know? They love God, they jump around, but you do something, they can wind their hand and slap you. Because you see, you can claim you are a man of God, you can claim you are whatever, but it does not stop those spirits from influencing you. Listen, the influence of spirits over a man's life is a contention. It takes light and revelation and the anointing for you to stand in a position where the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that is authorized to find expression in your human spirit and ultimately through your body. But there are many people under the influence of many spirits and they will not agree. Their bodies are helplessly executing masturbation, yet they love God. Their bodies are helplessly executing pornography. Their bodies are helplessly executing all kinds of things. Then we try to create messages to say, it doesn't matter. Oh, it matters. Don't let anyone fool you. It does. It does matter. Then you lie down in the night to sleep, and here comes a gentleman or a gentle lady. Sleeps with you. Some of you stand up with bed wetting, you stand up with every experience, and you just pretend that nothing happened. I pretend I didn't see anything. Why are you deceiving? Nothing happened. I'm okay. And you get up, and everybody who would have helped you in the day no longer is able to help you. And you come back and say, No. I think there's something I'm not claiming. Look, calm down and let the power of God set you free. Or tell lies and join the crowd of liars with all kinds of struggles in the secret place who will not open up their hearts for true liberty. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. He said, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I was preaching, I was in ministry, yet demons were oppressing me. Shamelessly. My own was so bad, I would see them physically. Lie down to sleep and here they come, marching gallantly into my room and oppress me. They could oppress me so much, I can hear people talking in the physical. Right? A lady gets up and has an issue of blood. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, losing blood, losing your life. No. Forget about the physical losing of the blood. There is a spirit. That losing of the blood is a type of the manifestation of a spirit somewhere. You get up a very healthy lady and all of a sudden you find out that there's lump in your breast and you just laugh and say it happens. When you eat in restaurants too much, when you eat fried food, lump will come out. Look at the explanation that you are convinced, and the spirits are saying, I like this generation. I like the way science is hiding us from them. A man goes to bed healthy and wakes up in the morning and one leg cannot lift again. I think the protocol department were there when one small boy did something during counseling. I think the last time we had counseling. One woman that we prayed for during one of the miracle services. So they came for counseling. When they came for counseling, I looked at the boy. The mother was so slim. And they were saying that the boy was in occult and all of that. And I looked at the boy. And I said, are you in occult? The boy said, yes. I said, who tied your mother? He said, me. I said, why now? He said, they asked him to do it. I said, go on, loser. Who was there? You were there, Lawrence. I mean, this guy saw wonders that will not end. The boy just went, sat down on the ground, carried mama's legs, and started doing it like this. Then later he'll say, remain small. He's about to finish. When the boy finished, he got up. Now, you would have seen that and said, this small boy, but this boy is only a slave to a spirit. When a child of 5 years old will not let the mother rest, that coconut head is not the physical head. There is a spirit that makes that head strong and stubborn. Are we together now? Slapping the child in anger is only wasting your time. There is a spirit that can influence your life and bad luck follows you. You become a magnet. You never magnetize anything good. If car is to jam people, you are the one it will jam. If police is to gather some people as suspects, it's just when they are catching people, you just come in. They say, follow them. You say, no, I attend Koinonia. They say, go and explain in the police station. Now, you may laugh about it. You may laugh about it. Every bad thing happens to you. Everyone laughs in the class, but the lecturer will ask you to stand up and say, why did you laugh? As if you are the only person and you were at the back. Listen, that lecturer himself may be a victim to a spirit. He's joining your heads together. And so by coming to his office, you now say, don't you smile? What is your name? Now you are entered another level of trouble. Humans, victims to spirits. That's what is happening in the earth. I feel very sad when I see people. They get up in the morning and they do not know. Listen, they do not know that your body is only an instrument of execution. There is a spirit that is driving you. When you see favor coming to a man, no, there is a spirit that makes it happen. There is an operation. There is an anointing. Are you getting me now? You can just be sitting down and then God will speak to you. Carry 10,000 naira and give a marker. Why didn't God say somebody should give to you? There is something. It's not just that, okay, God has speak. No. If you understand this, you will know how easy it is to walk in victory. You don't focus on this physical body. You focus on what spirit and what atmosphere influences it. Because that's what determines the possibilities. There are people who almost never pay for anything. When you are going to buy something, that's when somebody comes and says, do you know I was thinking about you this morning? And you tell the person, I'm not surprised. Because the activity of the Holy Spirit manifesting as different things, favor, the blessing, whatever it is, orchestrate events together for you. Are you getting what I'm saying now? As a pastor, the day the anointing is strong upon your life, that's the day everybody who can help you will not come for the program. You stand and preach your life out and everybody say, Kai, we have seen what God is doing through you and Pastor Femi, we really appreciate. By God's grace, next convention will not forget you, I assure you. And you stand up and go. But someone else, the day he's coming, somebody is about to travel and mysteriously his car may spoil and he'll say, let me attend this program. And he comes and says, God has been asking me to sow into a man. This preacher is that man. You think it just happens? The only thing that grows in a farm without being planted is called what? Everything of worth is planted. Are you getting what I'm saying? Favor does not just come. A ministry does not just grow. Anointing doesn't just come. Revelation doesn't just come. Honor doesn't just come. A man doesn't just become sick. A man doesn't just become healed. Was it not in your Bible, listen, that the trouble around Daniel's life was the spirit of the Medes and the Persians? Is that not true? It was happening physically through human beings, but it was a spirit. Because it was under the influence of the Medes and the Persians. It was a spirit that made men to serve idols. And now a man came called Daniel, and he was praying, and his prayer was judging those spirits. And so they could not influence the king, and he made the king like Daniel. Are you getting me now? And the king's liking Daniel made him to subscribe to the God of Daniel. And those spirits said, no, we have to find a way of bringing enmity between the king and Daniel. So one day you get up and somebody comes. You thought a neighbor just entered your house and jammed your head, you and your destiny helper, and left. It's not just that a neighbor came. A spirit visited your compound using human vessels, jammed the head of two people, and left all of you together. Are you getting what I'm saying now? A husband and a wife, lovely people, Romeo and Juliet, the marriage is going well. All of a sudden, a spirit lands in that house. And then something happens. A woman who has been minding her business, all of a sudden she looks at a text and doesn't see it properly. And she thinks that she saw "I love you" to another woman. She carries it and lands the phone on the man's head, only to find out that it was maybe to their daughter or a spiritual daughter or something. And now enmity starts. And a lot of people sit down and say, you see, just love yourself, just manage like that. Wait and see the part two of that movie. The Holy Spirit, a demon spirit will come again into the house. Something will happen. That demon spirit will start making that man to fail in his job. Are you getting the point now? He will return back home with the anger of his job. That spirit, the same spirit, will start making the woman angry and be impatient. So her impatience is jamming with his failure in the office. What does it produce? Divorce. That's the name. At the end of it, the apostle and the prophet that should rise from that family no longer has parents. And the boy who would have loved church, who would have been faithful in church, is now forced to follow bad gangs. You just thought it was a physical acting. The body without a spirit is dead. Every time you see things around your life not working the way God orchestrated, don't sit down and discuss. Get into the place of prayer immediately. There is war happening in the heavenlies. There is a clash of spirits. They are claiming your body. Listen, do you know that when Moses died, watch this, when Michael came to carry the body of Moses, he found Satan too. Satan wanted to use the body of Moses, enter it, and resurrect as Moses. Are you getting the point now? Resurrect as Moses and start bringing error to people. And he needed the body desperately. And Michael said, no, I'm not going to drag with you. The Lord rebuke you. How many people saw your mother in a dream? A spirit carried the face of your innocent mother, landed it in the dream of her enemy, and she got up and said, I knew it. Joshua Selman's mother is a witch. This one, I saw it. The woman came with a knife. How many of our mothers and fathers have been called witches and wizards? And this is what many prophets see. And because they do not have discernment, are you getting the point now? They now say, I saw who, some this and that and that and that. Is it not in your Bible when a diviner invokes the supposed spirit of Samuel to prophesy. I refuse any other spirit from influencing my life. I don't have time for that. I cannot be a victim for the failure that is orchestrated. Look at Job. One more scripture to prove this to you. Job, a man who loved God and eschewed evil. But the Bible says a meeting happened between spirits in the heavens. Job was not there. A man just gets up in the morning and they have concluded a meeting about you. Your children are on the way, thunder strikes them. You just finished furnishing your house, thunder strikes it. Your cattle die mysteriously. Notice, all the deaths that happened, there was one people left to come and testify. Is that a testimony? Job, I'm the only one who is alive. This is what happened. And then the meeting was held again. And he said, let's touch his body. So a meeting can happen. Watch this. Let's destroy this family. And they conclude it. You snore your way through the morning. Wake up. And that's the last time you know peace in a long time. You are a victim. Your body is only a victim. Tonight, this is the theme of this miracle service. Let me tell you. When these spirits clear out of the way, you will be shocked to see the doors that will open for you. All of a sudden, you who nobody would call you, you will receive a call. The last time you spoke with that person was 5 years. He didn't just call you. The Holy Ghost made it happen. Because there was a spirit that was stopping that call. Every time they want to think about you, a distraction happens. And you remain in that suffering. And when you come to us, men of God, we say, it's okay. Don't worry, things will change. One day it will go better. No. That's why I told you, you must insist tonight. You must insist.
You are mighty on your throne.
Two things. There are three things that give demon spirits access to people and families. I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. Three things. Number one, covenants. Covenants. Covenants.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Oh, sing, oh, fountains of the deep, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
America, as a nation, listen, a man can wear the inner wares of a woman, watch this, and be moving on the street. And that man returns back and blessings keep following him. A very stupid man, but good things are happening in his life. Let me tell you why. It's because of the covenant of the fathers. There were people who signed an agreement and said, Lord, we give this nation to you. Anyone who comes under the umbrella of this nation is authorized to walk in that blessing. And so, a man can go for plastic surgery to become a woman and yet come out alive. In Nigeria, you try to even just operate somebody's ear and he would die. Was it the knife that killed him? Are the doctors so daft? Let me tell you what our forefathers left with us. Ready? This is what they left. They went to mountains, valleys, regions. Listen, and all kinds of ancestry. We can fake it and pretend. Listen, I'm a new creation person. I've read the Pauline epistles. Are you getting what I'm saying? I understand the grace of God and the new creation realities very well. But I know God and I understand His ways. Are you following me now? Please come, two people, very quickly. So that I need to... No, sit down, Pastor Fami. I promise you can come. Come, stand here. Watch this. In my example, this guy is a thief. This guy is a wrong occupant. Watch this. If this is my handkerchief and Ken comes to quickly steal it, The moment he hears my footsteps, what will he do? He'll run away. Because he's a what? Thief. But if somebody comes and meets Promise and say, Promise, give me 10 naira. I will give you this handkerchief. And Promise gives him 10 naira. And he gave him the handkerchief. Is there a contract there? Is there a covenant there? If he sees me coming, will he refuse? Because you see, the realm of the spirit is a legal realm. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, our forefathers went to idols and they said, protect our wives. Make the plants bring crops for us. In response, we will hold festivals every time. In response, we will donate children to you. In response, it was not their fault. They did it because Christianity had not come to Nigeria. Now watch this. When Samuel Ajayi Crowder and many other Christians came, they brought the gospel of salvation, not the mysteries of the kingdom. Are you getting me? They brought the gospel and we salute them. But that was not enough. The understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom that would bring liberty was not taught. So even they themselves died. We were in Gombe. One time, Gombe State. And we're going to Yerima's village to go and greet his family. And on our way there was a rock like a cap. And they were telling us a story there that the people used to live there, that rock used to open physically. There was an invocation that would be made on it and it would open. And people would enter inside the rock and hide during times of war. And this is what they said. The last person to enter, you are the one that is donated to that rock. The last person to come out, you are also donated to the rock. Are we together now? And that rock has been faithful. Has been what? The same way our forefathers had bumper harvest. Even where there was no rain, mysteriously the crops grew. These spirits kept their part of the contract. All of a sudden, some missionaries just found themselves into the village and they said, we brought good news, and they died in 3 days. The spirit killed them immediately and said, you are joking, good news of what? And then a few people received it. And then when they received it, they convinced themselves that because they are born again, the territory was now changed. I watched a documentary, brothers and sisters, in Fiji Island. Fiji Island is an island, small island, but they love God now. Something happened. There were missionaries who came to that place. And they so beat the missionaries and oppressed them. Before the missionaries died, they cursed the land. They cursed the land and the people and they died. And the people thought it did not matter. One by one, the fish in the river disappeared mysteriously. When hunger hit the people from the government down, they said something is wrong. And God began to reveal to the church around here that, look, there are apostolic activities that must happen in this land if the territory must be cleansed. This is what they did. They began to pray. And then supernaturally, they found the grandchildren of the missionaries. Listen to me. They brought the grandchildren of the missionaries to the city. They loved them and the children blessed the land and say, we release you from the curse of our fathers. It's a documentary. In less than 1 week, they saw fish. Crops started growing. Fiji Island changed at once. There are so many families that are seated. Part of the terms of the contract is that if you don't bow down to that idol, you will never build a house. You will never marry. Contract sealed. Now you came that you are born again and you are moving around. 35. 37, no marriage. The other one too is coming. When you meet pastors, they say, no problem. Are you not born again? Just believe. Marriage is going. The ones that get married, no children. Mysteriously. You are seeing the same patterns happen. Because covenants are powerful. That was the very same principle Jesus used to redeem man. Covenants. Covenants. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Covenants are powerful. until they are broken. The spirits, the custodian of those covenants, are authorized to still begin to execute the terms of the covenant, even on the victims. Please believe what I'm saying. I've prayed for too many people. I've ministered to too many people. I'm not telling you stories. I'm telling you what I was free from. Number two, ignorance. Ignorance authorizes demon spirits to buffet people. Psalm 82 verse 5. Bless you guys, thank you. They know not, neither will they understand. They grope in darkness, confusion, ignorance. And as a result, the earth is out of course. But have I not said, verse 6, ye are God, and all of you are children of the Most High. He said, but you shall die like mere men and fall like one of these princes. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorance. Ignorance of the mysteries of the kingdom. Ignorance of the principles of the kingdom. Ignorance of the keys to true liberty in the spirit. Number three, disobedience. Personal disobedience. Deuteronomy, when you read, I think chapter 28 or so, it shall come to pass, it says, thou shalt diligently hearken to these things, to do and observe all that I command you this day, that you shall be exalted above all nations, and the blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. Is tied to your obedience. The Bible says, having the readiness to judge every disobedience when your obedience is perfected, when it is complete. Disobedience authorizes the devil to buffet our lives. Don't let anybody lie to you that when you disobey God, nothing happens. No. It's not about God doing it. It's about the laws in the spirit. They will not change. They didn't start with the Old Testament. Those laws predate our dispensation. Are we together now? So tonight, I want you to look at your life very carefully. Especially for those of us who have come. Have you not seen traces of the influence of darkness in one area or the other? That does not mean you are not born again. That does not mean you are not serious with God. But it's time tonight, on behalf of you and your family members, to rise up and say, no way, I come by the blood. I come to challenge these things. There are many of us, you have never received a testimony of any good thing that anybody has done in your life. Somebody buys a recharge card to give you, it disappears physically. That's the extent to which this thing is working against you. Have you seen people like that? A guy tells a lady, I love you. Car will jam him 2 hours later. Just for trying to verbalize that I'm considering marrying you. Car jams him. His friend now comes and says, Tor, since my friend has come, me too, I love you. Something happens. Let me tell you the meaning of that. It puts a stigma on you and your family. Are you getting me now? And they say, these people, there is death. Have you not seen lands that people bought land to build house? Why do you think we dedicate properties? Why do you think we pour oil on land? I know a man who bought a property and went there to stroll in the night and received a slap in the land. True story. Because the spirit there does not care whether you paid for it. Gave him a slap. When I was in secondary school, we were in a temporal site before they moved us to the permanent site. That temporal site used to be a hospital. Are you getting the point? Where the place that was like the mortuary was part of the place that was converted to our kitchen. I tell you, many students had encounters with strange beings. You are entering to ease yourself and you will just hear sounds. Sounds that can give you a headache for a long time. I remember our school getting ultimate power, so that we will watch as their own strategy to deliver us from this nonsense. Many students were initiated into occultism because of that. But tonight, we come in the name of the Lord the captain of the army, that this situation in your life must end. I sat back there fighting tears when all the people were sharing their testimonies. A testimony is simply what happens when the Holy Spirit becomes the only influence in a man's life. Any other spirit must create problems. Tonight, daddy, mommy, sisters and brothers, there is need to deal with certain things in our lives. I saw poverty in my family as if we offended God. Coming from a pastor's family didn't change my family background. Your name can be Solomon, you will remain poor until what needs to be addressed. That's why I told you tonight will be a night of massive deliverance. Listen, as we begin to pray, many of you who are sick will all of a sudden turn and find out that the sickness has gone. Really, when you understand this, you will know what a miracle is. A miracle is what happens when the spirit that is causing that ailment departs. This is what Jesus did to the woman who was bound. He looked at her in the spirit and he saw that a spirit had tied her for 18 years. And he said, woman, thou art loose. Loose? He didn't say thou art healed. He said thou art loose. The moment the spirit left, he laid hands on her and straightened the physical body. And there she went. Remember that madman at gathering? That was an evangelist in a cave, tearing himself into pieces. The moment the spirit heard that Jesus was coming, they were waiting for him at the other side. Hallelujah. Mighty on your throne. Mighty on your throne. I'll never forget one time I was praying seriously. I was in the spirit and I had a vision. I saw that there is a tree that is close to where I stay, and I didn't see that tree again. I just saw a great beast, like a being. The tail was a snake. The eyes were big like human head. Imagine this head now like an eye. Two of them. One here. And the spirit was looking at me with fierce anger. And all he told me is, so you think you can bring God's people into prosperity? And then it left. That was it. Mighty on your throne. Mighty on your throne. That's the reason why every time Satan wants to destroy you, the devil will now cause you to disrespect that person. So your mother may be an anointed woman, and you will fight and tear and say, over my dead body for you to pray with me. And Satan will say, amen, let's go. And then the oppression starts, because your pride and your arrogance will not allow you to go to the person and say, help me. Tonight we are going to cry to the King of Kings. I don't know if you came for this miracle service, especially for those who are family people here. You should never go back the same. You see the results of people, 4.8, 5 points. They have always had that ability, even when they were getting 1 point. It's a spirit that makes that happen. Don't let anyone fool you. You are not so daft. Human beings were created intelligent. When you enter an exam hall and you write nonsense and come out with zero and smile and say it's just because I didn't read well, is that really true? How many of you watch film twice to explain it? You sit down and watch a 3-hour film once and you can come out and recite that film completely with the hair of the actor's wife. And that was, you didn't read for it, yet you spent 6 months or 5 months reading for one course, and then at the end of it you come and fail it and get nonsense, and you keep convincing yourself, it's just that I didn't get it. It is the reason why you can read a novel of 1,000 pages, but a lifetime you can't read half of the Bible, because there is a spirit stopping you. If this was a novel, some of us would say, take this, I will bring it for you next week Friday, and you will exhaust it. But from the day you were born, till today, you have not read up to 1/3 of the Bible. One time you cried and prayed and fasted and started, and 3 days later, Remember when you carried your devotional and did balance brought forward? You started reading from 2 weeks back as a sign of repentance. After you read it, you now threw it away. Because you cannot help yourself in the flesh. It takes the anointing of the Spirit. That's why he sends carpenters. That's why he puts miracle services like this. So that you can come under the influence of God's power. How about genotype issues? SS. You get up and find out you are SS or AS. Do you know the Bible never mentions the issue of SS or AS? Are you aware of that? That thing was a technology that was fabricated by Satan to stop people from getting married. You see a beautiful lady who has a prophet in her womb to come, and then one spirit just brings one demonic report called SS, and they say, sorry, we can't join you because you are going to kill your children. That devil is a liar in this place tonight. I'm challenging you, because when we rise, we are going to pray. The miracles will start as we pray. You've got to be angry with yourself and say, no, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We are come to Mount Zion, where there is an innumerable company of angels, where there is the blood of sprinkling. The blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than any covenant, that speaketh better things than any ordinance. The good news is that Jesus has paid the price. Our job is to enforce that victory. Are you getting my point? We enforce that victory by engaging the mysteries of the kingdom that bring for liberty. We are going to pray that power that has tied our destinies down, it must let us go.
Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Lives in me. Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Yeah. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Lives in me.
Sing it 2 more times with faith in your heart.
Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Lives in me.
Jump up on your feet and be singing 1 more time.
Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Lives in me.
1 more time with faith in your spirit.
Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Lives in me.
Listen. Deliverance, therefore, is a separation. Is the spiritual process that experientially brings a separation between you and the forces and influences. The spirits that attempt to influence your life. The legal separation. Brothers and sisters, when that happens to you, then you will see gates open by themselves. When that happens to you, you will see realms of favor. All these things people pray on. You must challenge those spirits. You must challenge those spirits on behalf of yourself and your family. And God is ready for us tonight, I tell you. God is ready for us tonight. Lift your voice in 1 minute and bless him for this word. The body without a spirit is dead. The body without the spirit is dead. Now I realize that there is a spiritual component to the challenges in my life. Lift your voice and thank Him for this revelation. Lord, I now realize that there is a spirit component to the failure in my family. There is a spirit component to the retrogression in my life. There is a spirit component to my lack of admission. There is a spirit component to my lack of marriage. There is a spirit component to the poverty in my family. Are you praying tonight? Let a dissatisfaction rise from you. Oh, come on, tonight is your night of liberty.
Same power that conquered the grave lives in me, lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me, lives in me.
Just the voices, sing it from your heart.
Same power that conquered the grave lives in me, lives in me.
The power that can challenge any altar, the power that can challenge any force of witchcraft, any generational curse. One more time, sing it.
Same power that conquered the grave lives in me, lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me, lives in me.
Same power
that conquered the grave lives in me, lives in me.
Your love, same.
Your love.
Hallelujah. Lift up your voice right now and mention everything you know that is a tragic event in your life and challenge it. Say, it must stop tonight. Lift your voice. Oh, come on, Koinonia, you should be praying. Challenge the spirit. Challenge the spirit behind failures. Challenge the spirit behind marital delays. Challenge the spirit. Challenge the spirit of death from your family. Challenge the spirit of death. Challenge the spirit. Challenge the spirit. He must let you go tonight. He must let you go tonight. Those outside, I hope you are praying. This is your destiny tonight. The spirit, the body without a spirit is dead. Hallelujah. 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 Look up, please. Your failure without the spirit that sponsors it is dead. Barrenness without the spirit that sponsors it is dead. Are you getting what I'm saying? The key to liberty is to evict the spirit that initiates that thing. For a body without a spirit is dead. Any cause without a spirit backing it is dead. It's null and void. Any pronouncement, any enchantment without a spirit is dead. Therefore, I want you to lift your voice. And I want you to declare, forget about the problems. Lift your voice and speak as a believer that you are to every spirit. Address it. Behold, I give you power over snakes, scorpions. Pray. Oh yes, he must lead you tonight. Hallelujah. Listen. There are spirits that will never allow you walk in the anointing. They will never let your eyes open to see visions. And even when it opens, they will bring you into error. So that everything you see misleads you into trouble. I'd like you to lift your voice again. Just do what I'm asking you to do. From the realm of the heavens, challenge powers, challenge forces over your finances. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. My goodness. There's a strong anointing in this place. Oh, it must let you go tonight. Who says that breakthrough will not come? Who says that marriage will not come? Who says that cancer cannot die? Who says that HIV cannot leave? Maka kapata. Shele ketariata baba. Lift your hands to the heavens. Lift your hands. My goodness. All I see in this room and outside is fire. That's all I see. Fire. You will see deliverance tonight like you have never seen. This one is the one that will bring your miracle. Listen, as this prayer goes on, miracles will start immediately. Many of you will start getting reports from your body. Many of you will be open to visions. Right now, lift your hands. Hallelujah. My goodness, there is such a heavy unction on me. It's for deliverance tonight. It must give way for you to move forward. At the count of three, hear me. Listen, I want you to shout Jesus at the top of your voice. At the top of your voice is a prophetic instruction. As you shout it, fire, some of you visions, your eyes will be opened. In the spirit, you will see covens catching fire. Mata labata. Father, you told me tonight is a night of deliverance. There are families under bondage. There are businesses under bondage. Enough is enough. Let your fire bring deliverance. Are you ready now? At the count of three, may heaven invade this place. 1, 2, 3. I command covens. I command altars. I command spirits. Bring them out. Fire. Fire. Bring deliverance tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is showing me a vision. We are going to shout it again. Please don't do it here. I see many people vomiting poison, physical poison. As you shout, physically, it will come out. Lift your voice. Bata bata. Shakatatata. Mare dendetepa. Father, anything that has been planted in the body of anyone, right now, as you shout Jesus, we are victim. 1, 2, 3. Shakatatatate. Shakatatatate. Shakatatate. Protos, Mokotos, Lekotos, Pronto Tokate, Eliakata. He must let you go. He must let you go. You are coming out of their lives. You are coming out of their lives. You are coming out of their lives. My goodness, fire is burning in this place. Fire is burning in this place. Fire is burning in this place. The devil must let you go. The devil must let you go. The devil must let you go. The Lord is giving me a word right now. There are ladies here. There is a spirit that comes to you in the night to oppress you, to sleep with you right now. Lord, where are they? Let that fire bring deliverance right now, right now, right now, right now. Every spirit husband, every manifestation, every spirit wife, every devil that has leads to you, it leaves you now, now, right now. He must leave you now. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a lady. You see physical snakes. Where is that lady? Physically, physically. It appears to you. Physically. The lady is right here. Please come out. I don't know who that lady is. Physical snake. It appears to you. You see it. Alabarata tokoto baradaba. Shendarete keteleposuba. Rakaparoto supatina malada. Let me tell you something. After this miracle service, you will see advancement in your life in a way that will surprise you. That's when you will know that Satan is not as powerful as it looks. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and pray. Any covenant that ties me to anything of the fathers, I've been called out of every tribe, every tongue. I'm a new creation, no longer connected to ancestry. Lift your voice and pray. Every altar that connects me to my fathers, every witchcraft that attempts to connect me, no, I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll pray for the sick, but there are miracles happening right now. When I call your case, just check it and come out here right now. I'm seeing a lady. Please check it. There's like a growth right here at the side of your breast. Check it right now. You'll find out that it's gone. Check it right now. Right now. And make your way to the front. I see someone having severe pain. Your thigh. Right under here, your thigh. There is severe pain. Severe pain. The Lord is healing that person right now. Please check yourself and make your way to the front. Right now. Check yourself. Make your way to the front. I'm seeing two ladies. You came here with heaviness. There is heaviness on your chest. It's just like something heavy. God is healing people. Can you appreciate Jesus? Hallelujah. There are miracles happening. Make your way to the front now. We'll give you room to testify. Stand here. All the people that are coming out for miracles, just stand here. Right now, there are miracles that are happening. I see someone, like your nose. It's like there is an irritation in your nose. While we were praying, you felt like there was fire on it. And now it's lifted. Now it's lifted completely. It's gone right now. Right now. Right now. I'm seeing someone, severe peptic ulcer. It hooks you. Hooks you very seriously. As we started praying, it just disappeared. Who is that? Make your way to the front right now. Right now. Right now. Alabarato shuto bariata balaraba. Jandele kete prondos kubariaraba. Rakatatata. I see a lady. You hear a voice telling you will die. Not a vision. A physical voice. Physical voice. It tells you will die. A physical voice. Physical voice. It speaks to you physically. Can you help me? All the please, if I don't call anybody's case, I'm going to pray for the sick. I'm calling miracles. Cases that have happened. Help me. Aaron, would you help me? Just examine these people and then we'll take a few testimonies. God is giving people miracles. Miracles right now. Miracles right now. Miracles are happening right now. I'm seeing somebody, listen. There is a growth. You came here with a growth at the back of your neck. Check it now, it has disappeared. Check it now, now. And make your way to the front. Put your hand there and check it. You will find out that that growth is gone. Completely. I'm seeing two holes. Two holes of a left teeth being healed. Right now. Check it, you won't find the hole again. Two holes. Two holes of your teeth. Check it right now and make your way to the front. My goodness. God is doing miracles in this place. There are miracles that are happening. Miracles that are happening. I saw this same case in Kaduna this morning. Now, I'm seeing four people. Four people. There is one guy and three ladies. You have pile. Pile. For one of the ladies, when you go to ease yourself, it's as if you are giving birth. Blood comes out. Go and check yourself now. You find out that that pile is gone. Gone back to the devil. Go and check it, please. Please, we are not playing games. Don't sit back. Confirm your miracle and seal it. I know there is a guy. I saw a guy. Pile. Severe pile. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a lady. Tears just start coming out of your eyes. Without any... You are not crying. But it just starts coming out. It's very embarrassing. It starts coming out. Right now, the Lord is healing you. Wherever you are, confirm it and make your way to the front right now. Confirm it and make your way to the front right now. Right now. Confirm it and make your way to the front. We'll give all of them room to testify. God is healing people right now. I'm seeing someone with this finger. Look at me. This finger. This very finger. That's what the Lord is showing me. There is a miracle happening on that finger. This very one. I don't know if it broke or something happened to it. But there is a miracle happening to that finger right now. Right now. I'm hearing a name, Gabriel. 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 Who is Gabriel? Gabriel. Shabalata bakaryada balanabash. Gabriel. The Lord is bringing a miracle for Gabriel. Gabriel. I've been fighting this name, but let me bring it out. I'm hearing a name, Asabe. I don't know if it's a woman or somebody in a family. Asabe. Asabe, I'm hearing that name. Who is Asabe? Please confirm. Make sure you confirm it. Let's not... You are Asabe? But I'm seeing another person again, no? You are Asabe. Please stand here. Miracles everywhere. Come, tell us. Very quickly, come. Please, help us. Give Aaron. Let's coordinate them. Okay, come, sir. Let's just listen to this. Give them the mic. Lawrence, just testify. Tell us, look at the crowd, straight to the point. What happened to you? What is the miracle?
Praise the Lord. I am the girl whom the man of God prophesied. I have an irritation in my nose since 2012.
Yes. And now what happened?
Every day, once I put my hand, I always notice blood coming out. But now, I felt something drop out of my nose.
That devil leaves you forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Free. Give Jesus praise. God is doing miracles here. All kinds of miracles are happening in this place. Please, the next people, let's have them come very quickly. Just turn and let's testify. Don't look at me, look at the crowd. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I have this bonus.
While we are talking, there is a lady who will come strongly under the anointing outside. Please pick that lady and bring her. As we are talking, the power of God is, in fact, two ladies outside, mightily by the anointing. Please pick them and bring them. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. On my left thigh, I have this burning sensation. I don't even know what caused, but I know that once it starts, it burns me as if I'm sitting on fire.
Okay.
But now it's gone. And since last hearing this voice saying I will die, even when I was coming last week, I had this fear. I was going to...
But right now, gone. Completely gone. Give Jesus praise. God bless you. Yes, please. Check yourself. If you see a miracle, you can come out. We are going to pray for the sick, but we want to take testimonies. We'll give you an opportunity to tell us what God is doing. Mama, please stand up. Please, don't let Mama sit down, for God's sake. Give her a chair. Mama should not be kneeling down.
Praise the
Lord.
Yes, please. Sometimes I normally feel pains in my chest. But now I feel very...
Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Any pain? Any pain? Is there any pain? Is there any pain? Give Jesus praise. Yes, please.
Praise God. While he was preaching, I was having peptic ulcer. So
peptic ulcer.
Out. But while we started praying, it left me. And
there's one more outside. Go and carry her.
It left me immediately. Now I'm not feeling it again.
No pain again. Give Jesus praise. Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. I used to have this heavy pain on my chest since 2002. But when I went to see the doctor, they said it was pneumonia. Sometimes I can't breathe.
Pneumonia.
The pastor said that we should shout Jesus. I can't breathe. I can't shout too much. But the moment I shout Jesus, I fell on the floor.
Everything just left you.
No pain again. Praise the Lord.
Let me pray for you. It never returns to you. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone with an eye problem. I don't know what the eye problem is, but it's living right now. Please confirm yourself. Eye problem. Check it. We are not playing games, please. Check it. Eye problems. I'm seeing a miracle happening right now. Eye problem, confirm it and come out right now. I'm seeing this, at least 10 people with this case. At least 10, like the lower abdominal region right here. You've been having severe pain. It's like something pulls you there. Check it right now. You'll find out that you receive a miracle. At least 10 people. Please make your way to the front. At least 10 people. Check it right now. God is doing a miracle. Don't sit back. Inside and outside. Lower abdominal region. Lower abdominal region. That miracle is happening right now. Right now. Right now. At least 10 people. 10 people with that pain. As soon as you check it, make your way to the front. Celebrate Jesus. God is healing them. They are coming. They are coming. All of you, you can come and stand here. The moment you receive a miracle, please stand here. They will confirm you. At least 10 ladies right at this lower abdominal region. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a gentleman. You came here with a throat condition. In fact, let me just describe to you. They are telling you they want to take you somewhere to cut the throat. It's like there is an elongation. Some, I'm seeing them saying they want to use, is it knife or something? And cut something that, an elongation. Who is that person? The Lord is healing you right now. Right now. You can't swallow things. You always feel like, it's like bone, but it's like there is something on your throat. Almost perpetually. Right now, check it, check it. Check it completely. The power of God is coming upon you. There is a lady. God is healing your mother. But the power of God will come upon you as a witness to that. Lord, where is that lady right now? Where is that lady? Identify her, oh God, by the power of God. Right now. Right now. Right now. Please bring the lady out. God is healing her mother right at home. And God is using what is happening as a point of contact. As a point of contact. Shabaratoko subaradaba ladaba. Nengreduso supretishi baladaba. I'm still seeing breast lump disappearing. Like a lump. I'm seeing one on the left side. Please check it, check it. When you receive a miracle, testimony is one way to seal it and keep it. The Lord is showing me three ladies. Your hair falls. Every time you go to comb your hair, you literally comb your hair and bring out a copious amount of your hair that is removing. This thing is a serious thing. You have used medication and it has not stopped. A miracle is coming to those people right now. A miracle is coming to those people. Yes, let's take the testimony quickly. Please, loud and straight to the point.
Praise the Lord.
Help us sound, please. Can you help us with this mic?
I used to have these pains down my stomach here, but now I'm not feeling it.
Completely gone.
Yes.
Are you sure? Yes. How long has it been? Come on, Koinonia. Let's not get too used to miracles in this place. Hallelujah. It never returns to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The next person, please. My goodness, look at what God is doing. God is giving people miracles. Go ahead.
My name is like, I'm pregnant. It will come like pain as in like I'm pregnant and I've been complaining that for months. But today, when the prayer was going on, I felt relief and my stomach is
in fact, as she was talking, hold on. The Lord opened my eyes. There is a lady. Your stomach is already swelling. This is almost, it's even beginning to embarrass you. It's not just like a stomach protruding. You are feeling it very hard and stiff. You are afraid because it's looking like it's a situation of a fibroid. Please check it right now. God is giving you a miracle. God is giving you a miracle. God bless you. Bless you. Quickly.
When they say we should shout, praise the Lord. So I now shout. The stomach used to pain me even before I come to Zaria, but I can't feel it again.
Completely gone. Yes. Give Jesus praise. It never returns again. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord. Recently I started having this eye pain when I'm walking, doing other things. One of the eye get blank and I don't see again. But now, after the prayers, I feel one sharp pain and I used to have this abdominal pain almost all the time, but it just left me immediately.
Give Jesus praise. It never returns to you again in the name of Jesus.
Glory be to Jesus Christ. This abdominal pain starts 2 days ago. So, I came here, and when I was praying, I just received total deliverance and
complete deliverance. Please help them so that they don't fall on.
Praise the Lord. The abdominal pain normally comes and goes, and when I was outside, I was still feeling my stomach hooking such that I could not stand well. I was bending. And then when the man of God spoke, I got up and stretched, and to the glory
completely,
of the Lord,
no pain again. Come on, give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise.
Lord, mine is more of creativity ideas that God used to give me every day when I'm in my quiet time. And it happens that every time I try to push further, I realize that there are a lot of setbacks, distractions, and confusions that comes my way.
And right now,
but
what has
right
happened?
Now, when at the mention of the name Jesus, I felt my body on fire. I can't really understand what was going on.
On fire, a restoration of
yes,
that creativity
yes,
comes to you
yes,
in
sir.
The name of the Lord Jesus
amen.
Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I came here with a severe eye itching. At a shout of Jesus, everything just wiped out.
Believe me, that name works. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I have a medical report from Chika concerning pain.
Pain.
Joint.
You went to the hospital.
Yeah.
What did they say is wrong with you?
They couldn't see anything.
They couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you were praying, you prophesied that there is a 10 people here that God is working on
yes.
their system.
Yes. And now what has happened to you?
The pain is gone.
The pain is completely
even
gone.
The
give
medical,
Jesus praise.
Even the medical report is in my room.
The medical report is in your room.
Yes.
You go and check yourself and you find out. All of you that were under the anointing, when you get up, don't just go back to your seat. Check. You will find out that all kinds of things have happened. You are not just falling for nothing. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm trusting God for a new set of dentition. My teeth are just...
Go ahead. The power of God is on her. Oh Father, complete what you have started in the name of Jesus. I stretch my hands towards you in the name of Jesus. Because your faith can receive it, let it have it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. Next person, please.
Praise the Lord.
After we take this trip,
before and,
it's okay.
There's
okay.
this pain I usually used to have by from under my armpit to the left side of my breast.
Okay.
So when you mentioned the keys, I was not too sure if I was the one. But later, it's responded by saying your left side of your breast. I noticed like swelling up, and sometimes I feel
like
very
a swelling there.
Yeah.
And now, have you checked it?
Yes.
Is there anything
I
there?
Okay,
completely gone.
Sometimes.
Come on, give Jesus praise. It never returns again in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the spirit of fear, as in I do get scared a lot, but now I'm free in the name.
The spirit of fear, come. It never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are free from the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Yes,
praise
please.
The Lord. I want to thank God for healing me from the lower abdomen. I used to have this pain right from child when I was young. I used to have this pain. But when you were praying and you asked us to shout Jesus, I feel relieved. I just
completely.
Want to thank God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you, my dear.
Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know, sometimes 2nd of August, this very month, this is my middle finger.
Help her, fire is landing on people.
I started having pain around this region, affecting this finger mostly. I can barely use it, but since he prayed during the miracle session, I got healed.
I announced, I saw
I've been shaking it. I've been shaking it and
no
I've
pain
been,
now. Come on,
no
give
pain.
Jesus praise, everybody. Where are the two ladies, Asabe, that I called? I called some two ladies, Asabe. The Lord is changing the story of your family. This Mama is Asabe. Huh? Please, you should not stress Mama. If she's out because she's sick, Mama Kizona Zamiki Adwa, please. You should not stress this old woman. She should, even when she's coming on, carry her with the chair and just keep her here. We'll pray for her. Please. The Lord is wiping the tears in your family. You believe that? When a word comes like it, it comes to give you liberty. Hold my hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I end this oppression in this family right now. It goes forever in the name of Jesus. Who has an elder brother? Who has an elder brother? Do you have an elder brother?
Yes.
What is he doing?
He's a carpenter.
He's a carpenter?
Yes.
The person I'm talking about didn't go to school, though. It's your brother. Yes. Where is he?
He's in the village.
He's in the village. God is going to lift him. What is this thing that I'm seeing them laughing at him and they are saying it's not his fault that he didn't go to school. Even you, it's by the grace of God that you are here. It's not like maybe it's that your people are sponsoring you and all of that. It's the favor of God.
Yes.
But God, as a sign, go and tell him, call him after Koinonia, yes, that the Lord said he's going to connect him to a rich man. He should be faithful to that man.
Amen.
That man will bless him.
Amen.
Father, let there be breakthrough in this family. In the name of Jesus. Asabe, Gabriel. Oh, your name is Gabriel. Your name too is Gabriel, sir. Who is Titi Lion? Titi Lion. I'm hearing a name, Titi Lion. Please, let's save time. Our time is gone. We still have to pray for the sick. Titi Lion. I'm hearing a name, Titi Lion. Titi Lion. Who is working? Yes, sir. You're working. You're both working. Okay. I'm going to pray for you because I'm seeing the Lord bringing. The Lord is. Sir, it won't be too long. You are leaving Gusau. We spoke, at least we spoke. That one is not word of knowledge. We spoke about it, but it won't be too long. The Lord is lifting you to another place. Go and write it down. This will happen to you. It won't be too long. Write it down. You will come back and testify before them. It's not a disadvantage. It's something that will bless you in no small way. Because you have come with your heart open. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I lay my hands, I pray, right now, that you bring your word to pass concerning his life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear breakthrough for you, sir. This is what I hear. The Lord is saying I should announce breakthrough to you. Father, I hold his hands and I announce breakthrough in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Your mother is sick. What's wrong with her?
She has been bleeding for the past 1 year.
Bleeding. You can see the kind of demonic thing we are talking about here. Huh? Your mother bleeding for 1 year non-stop. How about that? And you fell under the anointing.
No, sir.
You are just standing to agree,
yes,
for her. Okay,
sir.
No problem. We have a session for that. But since you came out, hold my hands. Hold my hands. Look at me. Do you believe God will touch your mother? Where is she?
At home.
Where is home?
Taraba.
Taraba State.
Yes, sir.
You are from Taraba.
Yes, sir.
Lord, show Mama mercy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. As it touches you, it touches her. Please don't just come out at will. You are related to her? Your sister is Titi Lion.
Yes, sir.
Where is she?
She's in Kaduna.
What's she doing?
She's schooling at Kaduna.
She's schooling. Okay, let's pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, what are you doing? You?
I'm a student, sir.
Where?
KPSS.
Eh?
Knowledge is power. Secondary school.
Okay, knowledge is power.
Yes, sir.
Your sister is where?
Kaduna.
Kaduna.
Yes, sir.
Tell her, is she married?
No, sir.
Tell her marriage is coming for her. Are you hearing me? You believe it? Because she has been praying about this. Your mother, where's your mother? Your mother has been joining her to pray.
Yes,
your
sir.
Mother even went to a man of God and they prayed about this thing. Is that true? Your mother went to a man of God to pray. Go and tell her that the Lord is saying marriage comes for her. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. Hallelujah. Now, please, this is the time to minister specially to sick people. You know the nature of our programs here. We will need a lot of time. So, if you are not sick, if you are escorting somebody, please just bring the person and go back. And once they pray for you, don't wait for another prayer. One touch is okay. Some of you, when they pray for you, you refuse. You still stand back. Please, once they pray for you, just check yourself and go back. Praise the Lord. And then, don't keep going back and coming out and saying you are doing this and that. If you came with somebody who is sick, now is the time to bring them out while we are praying. Please arrange them. Now it's Mama's time. All our mothers, they can make their way now. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings. Come far and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God. Please clear the way for them. Clear the way for sick people. Those under the anointing, just carry them and keep them gently somewhere. Hallelujah. Now let's save time. While we are praying for the sick, all of you begin to submit your prayer request. Please, I permit you to put on your phone. If you need to call your loved ones to send you prayer requests, call them. Because what God is doing tonight is unusual. Call them and tell them there's fire upon this place. They should submit their prayer requests. Ushers, please begin to go around. Those online, those who are connecting with us through the internet, they can also connect by faith as we trust God for miracles. Worship team, please get set. You'll be giving us powerful worship songs. We'll just pray for our elderly ones. Let the Lord touch them and then He will give us peace. Please and please, when we pray for you, you clear the way. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. Stretch your hands and let's pray for our mother. Awesome is your name. You do mighty,
you do glory,
you do glory,
awesome is your name.
May God use you to wipe the tears of your parents. Listen, let me tell you, any child, hear me, I'm saying this especially to we young people, any child that makes himself an instrument of pain to your mother, do you know you bring a curse upon your life when you do that? Whatever spirit is bringing hardship on our mother and making her children not to succeed the way it should, pray for her children in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome, sir. Please sit down. Who's your dad? Welcome, sir. Who's straight to the point.
His legs are swollen because it's been long I saw him. He's been, he doesn't breathe well. And at the same time, he's having problem with mama. None of his children look at him except him. The same problem that mama is having, like, it's just similar thing. We are eight.
Oh, it's paining you, sir. We are going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, stretch your hands towards our daddy. Please participate in the service. That's why you came. Hallelujah. No, daddy, sit down. Please sit down. Please, let's stretch our hands. 25 years of witchcraft. This is witchcraft. This is not sickness. 25 years of wickedness and oppression. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be deliverance, O God. Baba, I'm going to pray for you. Well, we are praying for you now. Jesus Christ is going to touch you. Father, let Baba return with a testimony. I lay my hands in the name of Jesus and I cancel the plague of witchcraft in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, after today, check him and don't cry. Don't cry, eh? Clean your tears. clean your tears. Baba, they will watch you and they will see the improvement and you will let us know. Since it's not something we can check, you are already walking. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that the power of God will come here right now. As I lay my hands upon you, I want you to believe. We all came here because we trust Jesus Christ. And there will be a miracle. Those of you who are sitting down, be connecting to the healing anointing. You are the one who will be doing this. The goal is not for one person to do this. That as you are watching, something will come upon you.
You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're oh God, awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at a very awesome serious situation. Can you flash this baby? Look at, can you believe? Listen. Can you believe for God's sake that this baby, as beautiful as this child is, the brain is not developing? Look at this. Who told you the brain is not developing?
The doctor. I've done CT scan.
You've done CT scan. You have your evidence. They said the brain is not developing. Remember our teaching. A body without a spirit. There must be a spirit that is stopping this brain. How can a baby like this? This is an apostle. This is a prophet. This is a great man. Or what, male or female?
Male.
Male. Man of God in the making. And a spirit come. How would you like to have a child? That, do you know what it means for the brain not to develop? That child becomes like an imbecile forever. In the name that is above all names. We lay hands upon this child. We are not only praying that God will heal him, but God will use him. My God, I pray right now. Let the brain begin to develop. We curse the spirit that is responsible for this wickedness. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Out of you.
let's hear what this madam is saying. Sorry, who brought her?
I say I go village now. I'm mad from village. I go election. I will chant from village.
Look at this. Mama went for election. They fired something upon her head. Now she's mad. Is she mad? Is she your talk now?
Yes.
You are mad. No, you are. You are not mad in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Whoever organized that charm on your head, it returns back to them sevenfold.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mama, I'm praying for you right now. Every charm, every enchantment, you came to this place tonight, it ends in the name of Jesus. You are her daughter. You are her daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even as it releases your mother, it releases you. Mama, you are free. In the name of Jesus Christ. What's wrong?
Accident, sir.
Accident.
Yes, sir.
This guy, for a long time, the spirit of death has been following you. Eh? Come. Do you know why the spirit of death is disturbing you? I'm looking at you. Don't feel embarrassed. Eh? I'm looking at you, but I'm seeing you smoking something. Eh? Tell me the truth. Don't tell lies. This is what death would have killed you. You are smoking what do they call this thing? Eh? Indian hemp. You go.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
You are smoking. The devil wants to kill you. This is, look at this. Look at this. Can you see this? Look at this. Because this is not the first time. Every time I see this guy, I see a whirlwind on his head. You know that the devil is after your life. You are now adding a go to it. Jesus came that you'll be saved. Are you getting me? You are ready to give your life to Jesus Christ. Genuinely. Eh? You are still with those your friends.
Yes,
you are still with those your friends.
Yes,
we cancel those relationships right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing you sitting down with a group of people.
Yes.
They are smoking and they are giving you to smoke, but you are saying you have repented.
Yes,
and they are even laughing at you.
Yes,
you have to leave them. We cancel that relationship in Jesus' name. The Bible, hear me. Don't say I'm not doing it, but I'm sitting down where others are doing it. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on that law doth he meditate day and night. I curse that madness in the name of Jesus Christ, and I pray for supernatural healing. Look at me. Look at me. Lift your hands. Forget about the wound. Lift it up. Careful. You broke the hand. Oh, it can't lift. Oh, I see. No. If you can't lift, don't harm yourself. I thought you broke your bone. That's why I was asking you to lift it. Father, let there be a miracle right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. And anybody who smokes, he go in this place. If you know you smoke, he go. Or codeine. Altar. Once I make the altar call, just run and come and kneel down here. Because tonight is your night of salvation. Please, don't play games with your destiny. Anything you smoke, anything you drink that is outside the jurisdiction of decency, the moment there's time for altar call, please make your way here. We love you, but then the Lord wants to touch you. Let's hurry up because our time is gone.
Your name is here.
Out.
Oh,
fields right now.
Still the same Yahweh, Yahweh, yeah. From age to age, you're still the same Yahweh, mighty Yahweh, yeah. From
age to age, you're still the same.
praying on the request right now. At the same time, an altar call an altar call will be going. Those who need Jesus Christ, you are here right now, inside and outside. There are some of our brothers who are smokers and ladies, the ones that I spoke to. Now is the time. You can come before the presence of God. Don't feel bad. We're a family. And any other person, there are those who are saying, Lord, I'm tired of the way my life is. I need a new beginning. As we pray, please come and wait here. Join this lady very quickly. Celebrate them as they come, inside and outside. Please, let's save time. Celebrate them as they come, inside and outside. God bless you. A new beginning. God is giving you a new beginning. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. You are saying, Lord Jesus, I make up my mind to walk with you. God bless you. God bless you. Koinonia, are you celebrating them? God is saving sinners. Keep coming from outside. Please clear the way for them if they are coming. Salvation is a very serious issue. Clear the way for them so that they'll come. Don't let any devil stop you. You are welcome. I know we're out of time, but please make your way to the front right now. Make your way to the front. We love you. No man condemns you. He can give you a new beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I salute every one of you here. I don't care what you have done or what you have not done. I want you to know that His Majesty can give you a new beginning. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand and say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died and rose again. I'm tired of the way my life is. I surrender everything to you, seriously and completely. From this night, take over my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Let your life come upon me. I break free from habits, from sins, and everything that destroys my life. From today, I'm a child of God. I am saved. In the name of Jesus, let me pray for you. Lord, I thank you for these ones. Unashamedly, they have come before you. Preserve them by your power. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that you will use them mightily. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of sin over your life. You will never return, especially for those of you who are victims of addictions and smoking. You will never return to it again in the name of Jesus Christ. That power is broken from off your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to follow a gentleman. They will have your details. And then on Tuesday, unfailingly, please be around. Meet with the prayer department. And they'll fire you up. You'll be with them for at least a month. They will guide you. The gentleman is waving his hand. Salute them, everybody. Congratulate them. Stretch your hands towards a prayer request in 1 minute. Please, everybody, rise. We're rounding up. Stretch your hands towards a prayer request. Your request is here. Begin to speak. Prophesy. Prophesy over it in the name of Jesus Christ. Prophesy over it. Prophesy over it. Lord, unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Are you praying? Shabakata pradagadabadabosh. Lord, do miracles. Every spirit that is responsible for the troubles that are written here, we judge that spirit. Every spirit, every covenant, every influence, makata lato desetebe. Mande brendo so soprida baladabas kapratika de beledebosh. Brato so preteke beledebosh. Every spirit responsible for barrenness here, responsible for any setback, in the name of Jesus, we challenge it. By the blood of Jesus, we challenge it. By the blood of Jesus, we challenge it. By the blood of Jesus, we challenge it. Lord, let your people have testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare that every request that is presented here is turned into a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will stand to testify before the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray now, lift your hands and receive the prophecy. I decree and I declare over you, every confusion in your life, every cry for direction, right now in the name of Jesus, may you receive direction for the next level of your life. Receive direction for the next level of your life. Receive direction for the next level of your life. Every area of confusion, I arrest it right now. You will hear a voice from behind telling you this is the way. In the name of Jesus Christ. For those who are students, I pray for your academics. The exams that are about to come, your best result in your various institutions, this exam is what will produce it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you record 5 points. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for every family represented here. Whatever has stagnated your family, by this anointing I declare, move forward. Move forward. Move forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that has covered your glory, so that the glory of the Lord upon your life will not be seen, in the name of Jesus, we tear that veil off. We tear that veil off by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whoever needs to help you before next miracle service, I call them forth into your life. Mysterious helpers. Mysterious helpers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you. Fresh grace for prayer. Fresh anointing for prayer. Every lack of passion for the things of God, I kill it right now in the name of Jesus. Every carnality and flesh and wordlessness and prayerlessness that is eating up your life, it dies a natural death here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you. With these hands that are lifted, go and begin to produce results. Go and heal the sick. Go and open doors for the oppressed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for families that are trusting God for miracle marriages. We release those marriages right now. I pray for families that are trusting God for miracle jobs. We release those jobs right now. Please believe me as I pray, we release those jobs right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone here who the devil is eyeing for death, that the devil has said you will not see the end of this year, in the name of Jesus, we lift up that embargo. We lift up that embargo. Favor like you have never seen, receive it right now. Open doors like you have never seen, receive it right now. Breakthroughs like you have never seen, receive it right now. I speak life to every dying thing in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever has rejected you, may they look for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command prophetic dreams. Mysterious spiritual experiences. May God show you the solution to your problems. In dreams and visions. Whoever is behind the failure of your life, we command judgment upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I prophesy unto you access to the mysteries of the kingdom, access to deep revelation, access to insight in the spirit. Whenever they are looking for men to favor, may they find you. May they find you. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed in the city and blessed in the country. You are blessed in your going out and blessed in your coming in. Every tongue that rises up against you will be judged in the name of Jesus. I declare that the seal of the blood is upon you. You have no covenant with failure. You have no covenant with death. May God use you mightily. 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 I declare, may the mantle of honor come upon your life. That mantle that makes men honor you mysteriously. I release it upon your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The mantle of honor. I pray for you. Extraordinary intelligence. Levels of mental acumen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Extraordinary intelligence. I cast out the spirit of fear. Fear of the future. Fear of death. I rebuke it from your life in Jesus' name. And every depression upon your spirit, I release you from it right now. Every voice that has told you you will not succeed, we cancel that voice right now. In the name of Jesus. Finally, I pray for you. Passion for the things of God. Hunger for intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Grace for fasting and prayer. Genuine fasting and prayer. Access to spiritual power. Activations of the gifts of the Spirit. Visions and the move of the Spirit upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus. All those worshiping with us for the first time, please make your way to the front right now very quickly. We're really out of time. We have 2 minutes and we're out. Please celebrate all those who are worshiping with us. Some have come from far, some from near, different states. Please come. We have a prayer and a blessing for you. Celebrate them, Koinonia. Keep clapping. They are coming. May God bless all of you who have invited them. Their lives will never be the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For all of you who have come here, this is Koinonia. God bless you for being here. We're here every Fridays. It's a meeting that is put together by Eternity Network International. You're welcome to fellowship and worship with us again and again, and your life will never be the same. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stretch your hands towards them, saints of God, and let's bless them. We release the blessing upon this house over your life. No, keep standing. Don't worry. You can stand. I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus. You will leave this place and return with dramatic testimonies. Whatever you came here with is turned into a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see two of you standing here. There's miracle marriage coming for two ladies here. Specifically, I'm seeing two ladies. That's the reason why you came. Specifically, I prophesy miracle marriage for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. For one of you, the person you are going to marry is a banker, and he will come to you before October. Your wedding will happen before December 31st. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree and declare over your life, you will carry an unusual unction, and everyone who sees you will know that you have come before the presence of God. There is someone here, you are standing, you are going to have like 1 week of prophetic encounter stretch. 1 week. Every night, repeatedly, you're going to have different people come to teach you certain things. And on the sixth night, you're going to have an impartation. It's like a hand that will be laid upon you. It's not demonic. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless you. Return with evidences. Return with testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for coming. We love you and we honor you. Please follow the gentleman waving his hands. They'll welcome you more warmly on our behalf, and then you'll have a few details. Celebrate them, Koinonia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.